Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild. It's been a while since we've been on Saturdays, and I sure have missed you. Let's get completely fun. We have a phenomenal guest today, and as always, we want all of you and encourage all of you callers to hang on to those phones because we'll get to talk to you. We are in the chat room running a contest. You definitely want to win a prize. We're giving away jewelry from Ladies Arango. We're giving away today one of those things that you all love, and it's a book. It's the book of A Second in Eternity. It's the true story about a near-death, out-of-body experience and a voyage beyond space and time and into the infinite by Gary L. Wimmer. Those of you who listen to him here on Mondays. Well, let's just get ready and let's have some fun because all of you guys are getting ready to win a prize. You want to win some jewelry. You want to win a book. You want to win a reading. Come on in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And today we have a new family member and a really fun person that those of you who've been keeping track of what we've got is that we are put in with our friend and phenomenal person, Peg Jones. Peg is a former, she's a preschool and special ed teacher. She has also has worked with and with the case with rehab and is presently as now an angel coach. Now, the really excellent thing you guys know, those of you who've been keeping track, is that she is Angelic Whispers. Those of you who've kept track and done it with that, you can go on PegAngelicWhispers.com and check out the site. She's phenomenal. She's got a really great new book here, and we're going to just bring Peg out, talk to her a little bit, get to know her, welcome her to our light family here of fun people, and then we're going to take some callers and let you guys have readings by Psychic Jethro and Peg. So looking here, Peg, how are you doing this wonderful day?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness. Just I had a little bit of a light headache, everybody knows, this week, and it's just been the pressure here in Tampa has been wonderful, but I'm feeling better. I had two readers last night let me know. We did a psychic circle here, and all of this mediumship work, everything was happening with the veil, and I'm having one of those times where I'm just, because of my gift, just very, very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been dealing with that myself, too. It's been a bit intense, and I think it has a lot to do with just the energies, you know, and the way the stars and the, you know, all the astrology aspects of what's going on. I think it's hard for people that are very sensitive to the different energies because I've noticed a big change myself. So, yeah, It's been intense, especially the last 24 hours. So
that's very intense. And speaking of the angels and intensity, we have a couple of people here already writing in. We've got some emails to answer. And Peg, I've got a question for you right off the bat here from Miami, Florida, here right close to me, that they are writing down that they have, for years, they have heard that the angel Gabriel is female. Do you believe that angels have sexes? I've also been told that they have both male and female. Peg, what do you think about the angels, and what is your belief?
You know, I have heard both too, that they're both female and male, but and then I have heard that, you know, that they're male, you know, that some are, you know, are more spoken as being male. And as for Archangel Gabriel, I have heard that it could be both. I know I remember growing up with you know, the angel on my Christmas manger, you know, on our family's manger, that she looked, I mean, it looked like it was, you know, a woman. But I've also heard the opposite. So, I don't know, you know, because I also know that Angel Gabriel helps women with difficult births. And so, you know, we could, I mean, I think it's what you really want to do. I don't have a definite answer on that. So
I love that, and I agree. And you know, one of the things is that I've had through years people tell me, okay, this angel only does, and I really disagree with that, because like I told them, I said, I do know that they do have special missions, but I mean, very good hard-pressed friend of mine for years had worked with people and said that, you know, gone through it, and I said everything else is happening to it, and it's like, no matter what it was going to do, so they said you're going to be able to work with and have some other stuff going into another part of work for it, and they said that's what else is kind of going into for your life, and they said that's exactly what else is going to be working with you. So when you're working with the angels, and your, let's say your guide is Saint Michael, wouldn't you agree, Peggy, that guide can do other things than just protect, because he's your guide and angel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Technically, I don't think that there are a lot of archangels that are your guardian angel. I think that you could have several archangels around you helping you, but your guardian angel is the angel that you came to Earth with, you know, and you've had him ever since you were born. And it could be an archangel, but usually it's not. But I also feel like, you know, the archangels do help us, you know, specific ones, especially when we ask for their help.
I love that. And I agree very much. And you, now, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, do you understand what I'm saying? That, you know, that the archangels are always there. You have to ask for them, but your guardian angel is basically just an angel that, you know, has been with you all your life.
I do. And I had a friend tell me that their energies had worked with this, and they're writing in at the same time. And I laughed today. You guys got to bear with me. I'm usually very good at multitasking, but I'm in a little trouble. So those of you in the room, just hang on, and we'll get someone in. I put up the website. You can go there and see me and peg stuff on our Facebook and catch us there and get with us on contact. And I love the fact that, you know, I agree very much and understand, like you said, I think that that's sometimes the best event with someone is when they're working with their guide, is to give them that angel, that work, and working with an angel to go there. I've seen people work with the totems, or other individuals work with other ones. And like you, Peg, tell a little bit about your new book. We've got to hear about that. Everybody's on here writing me going, she's got a book out, and we've got it marked on the site. And today it wouldn't let me put pictures in, so you guys will be seeing pictures of her book and pictures of Peg's and pictures of me once we get us to let Blog Talk be nice. But, Peg, you'll have to tell them a little bit about it, and then we'll write it in the room and send people over to look and check it out on your website.
Oh, sure. And they can go to my Facebook page, Angelical Whispers. And I also have pictures of the book. And if people buy it, I have one picture of one person with the book. It's the name of the book is Daily Angelical Whispers. Wait a minute. Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And what it is, it's a book that have a angel message for each day of the year that I have channeled or been inspired to write over the past 2.5 years. And each daily message has a journal exercise. And it's an exercise to kind of help you think where you're at on a personal basis and with your connection with your angels, and how you can sense it. I mean, it also talks about love and joy and living in the heart place and self-healing, forgiveness, a lot of different things, living in the heart place. And it's pretty cool. I've had a lot of good feedback on it. That's all it is. It's just something that you can look at each day. You can open it to any page that you would like to for a particular day, or you can just go day by day. And it's kind of a growth awareness and self-healing too, I think, too. I think that there's a lot of people that don't understand that they're able to connect with the angels, and because of past upbringing, beliefs, etc. And this book is to help you to become more aware if that is what you choose to do.
Very good. Those of you catching on, I've got people already writing. Check it out. Let's do this. One of the excellent things that we've been having fun with is we are going through another part of working out with our energies and finding out some other situations with people that all of them will be working on and going through another part of event, and that is that it's looking at and working out with all of us together. And it's like that's the way to do it, is to get with, you know, Peg and look at it, see what the angels, check it out. do your spiritual enlightenment, grab a meditation session with Jethro with me, have a time where you talk with Jan Bach Drakey about the totems, where Jan tells you what your totem is, and you work with her on your animal energies, and that way you're getting, you know, like Jan, or like Peg just said here, you're getting your energy put together so that you're doing a real positive learning and growth. And that's a lot of what this path is. We're going to grab a couple of you guys on the phone. We love you guys dearly. And hang on, because we've got all those prizes to give away. If you go on to psychicsgonewild.com, all one word, psychicsgonewild.com, you can put in for those prizes. We're going to be giving away some today. We have some wonderful ones for Christmas and for here coming up in Thanksgiving. So if you want to put in and become a parent turtle, parent to a sea turtle, why have one a day, I want you to go in and put in there, because I'll be giving away the parenting. We'll send you an adoption papers where you will be legally considered a parent with the conservatory here. And what the Nature Conservatory does in Florida is they will let you name the turtle, and you will be the proud parent of a sea turtle that will be let loose in Florida here to be watched, checked, and let you know later as your pet turtle's going, and adopt a turtle. So you want to put in for that. You want to put in for all the Christmas stuff. You know how we always do every year. We celebrate, have a good time here on Psychics Gone Wild. We have books, we have CDs, we have free readings. We're going to have some other things there. This is Jethro, and I can't wait to take some readings. I will have you guys do me a favor, you new callers. Please, when I call your area code, if you would just say hello and give us your name and your date of birth. That helps me a lot for the reading. And thank you guys for calling in today. We're going to start out with 843. How are you, 843?
Hey, I'm fine.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
My name is Maggie. My birthday is 9-6-82.
Thank you, Maggie. I'm going to go ahead with the energy here. The guys are telling me that you not only called in for a little bit of reading, but you've got some energy going on around you that has been happening for a while here, that you're ready for a change and a transfer. You're wanting something different than what's been going on.
Yes, definitely.
What I'm feeling, Maggie, very strong. And would you have a question here for Peggy? Would you like to talk about the angels, a reading? What would you like to do, Maggie?
I'm hoping for a reading, but whatever I need to know most, I appreciate it.
Okay, and feeling here with the energy, they said it's only the transfer, but I'm feeling the angels with you working at a point where your life wants to come in together. And they said that's why this change and transfer is happening for you, is that you're also being put into another level of experience that's going to be able to develop and put out this effort. There seems to be someone you had, I feel that you had someone in your heart, but I feel that that person right now is not there. In relationship.
Oh, no, is this somebody at work? He gives off, I don't even know what he's doing, honestly. I'm just kind of going to push that aside.
Okay, that's and I'm feeling there is the energy there for a relationship to take off. The angels are telling me and the guys that you have the ability, but you're not able to work with the energy right there. So, you know, that's what they're telling me, and they said it's going to be able to work with you and do some things. And, you know, ask a question here. Peg, what do you want to talk to her about with angels? Can you feel her angels?
Let me see. I'm thinking Archangel Raphael may be around you for some healing, or for someone that you know that may need some healing. Does that make sense to you?
Does the healing does the healing have to be? Could it be mental healing as well? Probably,
like emotional.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's a few people, so there's no telling who that could actually be.
Okay. I'm hearing that you know, you can. Are you a healer yourself?
I haven't practice at all.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that we're all healers in our, you know, in our own way, whether we have you know, learn skills, you know, in the different ways of healing or not. But I'm just hearing, like, you know, sending out positive intentions, you know, positive thoughts to people that may need some help at this time, and maybe to just help them out, you know, with your support, whether it's verbal or, you know, or any other type, you know, just to be there for them, to listen, and you know, to let them know that they have support. And now I think I'll pick a card and see what that says. And I love this. The cards are amazing. The card is Comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping you, your heart to heal. And this, you know, this card could also be, there's a lot of blue in this card. So it could, I mean, it could be for yourself, but it could also be in helping others, you know, using your support and, you know, voicing to them how you, you know, how you can support them, you know, whether it's just, you know, emotional support or some type of, you know, other support. And they may not completely understand that you are there for them, you know, and, you know, maybe just letting them know that you are there. And, yeah, that's basically all that I have, I think, on this. So I hope that helps.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
And I think that was excellent, Peg, and I can feel your guys are doing the energy. Me and you have got a lot of what they would call ethereal energy. So any of you guys who are calling in today, I laugh if you're hearing sounds through the phone and everything else. It's a good thing. It just means that me and Peg are on our game. We've actually worked with light. We've worked with energy. And we've got ourselves, you know, you guys were all talking about the rewiring. And I had a couple of questions from people that were telling me that they were still feeling the physical growing and the pains and all of the energy from the rewiring here in 2012 to 2013. And so I've got a question here, Peg. We all know that Raphael is our healing angel and works with us. What other angels can I work with to get me through this odd feeling and this ascension energy that's making me feel nauseous and sick and ready to kick my husband? Help me.
Oh, that makes me laugh. Because that's how I've been feeling today and wanting to kick my husband. No, not really. But, yes. Though I have been in a very strange mood today. I think I'm finally out of it. But, you know, it just, you just got to kind of go with the flow, kind of take care of yourself. If you're feeling overpowered, maybe, I mean, this is what I have to do, is to just, you know, kind of meditate, kind of just take some time for myself, listen to some relaxing music, meditative music, and just kind of try to center. And you know, maybe spirit or your angels or your guides are trying to tell you something, you know, give you a message, or maybe you know, just as far as the nausea, you know, be careful what you eat. Take care of yourself, you know, just be very mindful. And, you know, we're all going through it, and we're all going through it in different strengths, so to speak. And, you know, we just got to kind of go with the flow and know that it's all good. And, you know, just know that this is for our highest good, because I know I've developed a lot of different things too, and you know, I just had to kind of go with the flow and kind of take care of things. You know, going for medical help, you know, sometimes that helps, but it's really not something that can be seen in a lot of ways. You know, it's just the energies and our bodies changing with this ascension process that we're all going through. So, you know, if it's really bothering you, then maybe you want to talk to a doctor. But just know that it will pass, too. So I hope that helped.
She makes me laugh. As you were talking here, Peg, she wrote, she goes, we can kick them together if you want. Just have the most fun. I swear you guys on the radio
there,
just know how to fart.
They don't know any. They have no clue.
We're going to pick up another caller here. 360, how are you? And what do you know, 360?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hi, Jana.
Hi, and my birth date is December 26, 1956.
Oh, cool.
And go ahead.
No, you're fine. I'm picking up energy with you that you have a lot of headstrong things going on there. You have a lot of mental stresses right now.
Yes,
I a lot. Woo. Jana, and they tell me the angels that no matter how you've wanted or what's gone on, you're dealing with some stuff that's a little insurmountable, but you kind of like that. The tougher it gets, the more you get going. You know, there's always that song where everyone's, you know, the tough get going. I keep hearing the angels saying with you, that's how it's been with you. And they're like, you're also going to be able to continually bring in the bacon. The money is what's going on with you, too. They're telling me that you're a very productive person, and one way or another, you will find a way to make it all come together, but it's just really frustrating right now.
Yes. What's happened is my mother passed away 2 years ago in January, and my brother has not been able to. He is psychically and physically unwell, and I have not been able to get him to get on with the estate, and he was also part of my aunt's estate, and I just found out that she passed away this morning. And they have not been able to get a hold of my brother to tell him that she is gone yet. So, and he is her power of attorney. So I had to make some decisions for her remains today. And I guess I wanted to, and she lives in another state, and she was the last of my parents' generation, and she was 97, lived a full life. And I guess I wanted to know if there were any angels around her or if there are any angels around me, because it has been a long road. And I was sad that I could not be there for her passing. So...
okay. well, I actually got the card Comfort again, Archangel Azrael, and he does help people with grief. He's very good about that, and he says that he's with you in your time of need. I feel that he's very close to you right now. And I also feel that Archangel Shemuel, who is the archangel to help with relationships, and I feel that he's with you in trying to maybe help you with the relationship with you and your brother, too, and, you know, to try to get that communication going again for both of you.
We've always been very, very close, but since he's, you know, gone through so much, and I seek out, you know, I meditate, and I, you know, see a therapist when I need to, and I, you know, try and take care of myself, and, you know, I'm also scheduled to be married in December, and I've had a lot of my friends say that they think I'm settling, and I don't feel that way, but then, you know, and I've talked to other psychics, and they really embrace him. They like him for me, and so I was wondering if either of you had any ideas on that situation.
Well, the first thing, you know, is what's in your heart. You know, it doesn't really make any difference what others think. You know, if this is a person that you've picked and, you know, is truly the person you want to be with, then then I don't think I would question it, you know. And
that bothers me that I question it.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess part of it is, part of the reason I'm questioning is because there has been so much parental caregiving, and now my mom passed, and then right after my mom passed, my brother's been ill, and physically and mentally, and then now my aunt is gone, and it just seems like I'm ready for things to settle down, and you know, I'm working really hard at a job where I don't really feel appreciated, but it's a great job, and I do enjoy the people I work with. So I'm just hoping that life will somehow come together and settle down for me.
Well, you know, grief can go on, you know, for a while. You know, in any loved one's passing, and now you're dealing with the passing of your aunt, and I think that, you know, you just need to kind of let that process happen, you know, and maybe, you know, just be with the grief and then see what happens. You know, it's almost like, And it's so new for you too. I mean, it just happened today. So I feel like don't make any decisions right now. You know, just kind of
everything seems so overwhelming right now.
You know, just, you know, take the time for yourself, and maybe things will seem different for you, you know, in a week or two or so. You know, and you do have the support, I think, of family and the person that you're going to be with. So just let yourself be. You know, don't make any decisions quite yet about anything. You know,
so my angel.
And I feel that your angels are with you. I mean, okay. Azrael and Shemuel. And but I also feel like Raphael's with you too, who is the angel of healing, and you know, just kind of bask in their energy, and you know, and just, you know, just kind of go with
one
the process, you know. And I'm sure Jethro has more to say about that too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love you. Thank you for calling in, and we, you know, bless you. And it is time with this veil, and just with the person and energy that a lot of people are feeling with this energy, like the same way you are right now because of this energy. And what I'm really impressed with you, and I got to tell you, Jana, is that your creativity and some of your other abilities is coming through. I keep hearing the guides talking about music. I'm hearing all these notes, and I'm hearing there's some other individuals on the other side that are really supportive of you. They're saying that they know that you chose the positive, creative life, and this hasn't been an easy one for you, is what they were saying.
Yeah, I was a professional dancer for a long time, and now I have a different job, but I still tap dance. So,
wow.
Way to go, Jethro!
Yeah, I love the music with you, and I love the energy. And the guides are saying here, as you're going through some of your other abilities, that angel says that there been some strengthening for you in the last couple months too. They're talking about relationship, and they said that you have a couple of people that really, just really, really love you. They're talking about men. They're telling me that you have some individuals who, and unfortunately, due to the way things went in life, they're still kind of like, I want to say, pining away for you.
Oh.
Yeah, so take it as a compliment. I'm like, whoa, you're the one that got away. You know, it's like, okay.
Thank you so much, and thanks to Jan, because she turned me on to you guys, and this has been wonderful. So thank you, Jan, too. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
we are psychics gone wild, and we are being wild, and we are going there. And that, and ironically, the guides have decided today to just be totally on the wall. So if you're on the phones and it does go crazy, call back that 773-897-6461. The phones have decided they have a mind of their own, and they're trying to be the Stafford Wives, because they're not reacting the way we want, but they're doing what they want. So those of you who've seen the scary movie, please stay with us and don't go anywhere. We are going to take just a minute here and play a few minutes, 3 minutes of song. Today it's Psychic Jethro and Peg Jones. I've had a lot of individuals writing me in the room. They're like, you guys are never on Saturdays. Why did you do it? Because we want to be on Saturdays. You guys, I used to do it all the time. We were doing this for over 2 years. You guys got to keep up. No, I'm teasing you. We are just having a little fun, and we've got Peg Jones here just having a blast with angels and discussing her brand new book. So all of you guys hang in, and we are going to give you a few minutes of Love is the New Religion by our friend I cannot talk today. It's one of those days, by Janine Christie Drankel. beautiful. Everyone's saying, who is that? Who's that familiar voice on Love is the New Religion? Those of you who listen to Blog Talk should know that voice. That's the one, the only, Jeannie Crystal Drinkle off of The Healing Fountain on Mondays, one of the most longest-running shows and best shows on Blog Talk Radio from United Kingdom. Those of you who tuned in, I've been fortunate to be her guest a couple of times, and I'm going to be there November. So that's who that was. We were playing angel music and listening to angels because today we have Peg on here, Peg Jones, and she's a phenomenal author, friend, and just a lovely person giving readings, and we've got a few more readings to go. Thank all of you that have been on the phones. I had someone tell me they're just going to type it in because they're sick and tired of the phone and its rotten ways, and so they wrote me in here that they have been in love for 16 years with an individual who keeps saying he's going to leave his relationship but has not. The love has went on and on. Now I am, Jethro, so sick of this that I would like to know, do I stay with him or do I move on? Tell me, which way do I go? Your friend Gemini. Gemini, when I look at the energy, and I unfairly have an advantage over it when I can see with We Keep Confidential the picture of the aura here, I can see that this has gone on and on for you. This is not just a karma with you and energy, and I do feel that you need to rise above this. You're a very attractive person. You're a very nice person. I can see here in your energy that you're a giving, loving person. You're with somebody who is not able to shut one door to let another part of his life happen. I do see that his he says that you'd wrote me once before, and I remember you, that the wife still was aware. I disagree, because this has been over 19 months with you. And I love you dearly as a person, and I'm telling you this. Check into something very seriously, the word no. No, you're not going to let him come over if he's not going to be single. No, you're not going to be partaking in this, because you've got to put up boundaries so that you survive this. You can see here with your energy, and I can tell you with a camera, I could prove it. Every 3.5 months, this man does this to you. He comes in and out, in and out. He's swinging the door to his love life like other people were on a salad bar here. And what's happening is, sadly, you care, and then I feel that this other person does too. I don't feel that she's aware, and I'll tell you what I think that's really odd about it is there's no children there. So if he's using an excuse, that it's his excuse. He keeps saying he doesn't want to handle things for others. Well, it's not helping her by him being over with you in a relationship. It takes two. You're aware of it. So please, for my sake and for, you know, so when I'm putting prayers to you, they're being answered, you find some place and get into some, maybe a little bit of codependent. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a caregiver. It's the caretaker in you that's got you in trouble. You're helping someone who's just a big, chubby, big baby. And what you're doing is you're feeding him. He's going to get really big, and then someday he's going to be a monster. So please, for everyone's sake, my friend Gemini, please do that for my, you know, safety here. Peg, do you have any advice here for our Gemini friend who's been in this relationship for all this time for nothing but basically false promises?
Yeah, it does nothing for one's self-esteem, and to be kind of leading you like this, making promises and then coming out of your life, it's very unfair to you, but it's also unfair to his wife, and like Jethro said, he's not able to leave one relationship and go to another relationship, but who's to say that, you know, once you are in this relationship that the same thing won't go on, you know? And the angels are really encouraging you to really look at this closely and, you know, to not let this go on anymore. You know, I haven't picked a card yet, and the card that I have is nurture. And, you know, nurture, in this case, I think nurture is for yourself. You know, self-love, self-respect, self-esteem. You know, sometimes we overlook the fact that, you know, we also need to nurture ourselves, you know, and, you know, for this, and sometimes we forget that, you know, and this guy is just, you know, playing a big fat game. That's all I can say. You know, he's just playing a big game. And you know, for self-esteem, self-respect, you know, I would say I'm just, you know, I'm not playing this game anymore, you know. And, you know, get on, you know, get on with your life, you know. Don't, you know, live your life for you, you know, and there's, you know, I have this thing of, you know, it's time to put that fish back and go back and go fishing again, you know. you know, you want to be happy, you know, and why should you have to deal with this pain? You know, so put that, you know, so I hope that that helps. And, you know, it's up to you ultimately what you want to do. But, you know, I just keep seeing other fish. And so I hope that that helps. And, you know, if you would like to talk further about it at any time, you can, of course, contact me on that. So I hope that helps.
Love and dearly, and thank you, Peg, and that is very true. We are going to take now, we've got a few more friends on the phone. We're going to try to get you guys through, and you know how we do. We go wild. So we'll grab you in quickly, give us your name and date of birth, and we'll go with 240. You're next. How are you, 240?
Good. How are you?
Happy. I'm like really wound. I just can't control it.
My name is Lynette, and my birthday is 9/24/1974.
Yeah, and I'm feeling with you, Lynette, very strong energy here with this, very much with you, that you have some other individuals here that are talking to you. You've got some communication coming from the other side here. And they're telling me that you have been handling quite a bit, and you're trying to get someone else to help with some of the, I wouldn't say maybe even the responsibilities, just trying to get some help here. You need some of this stuff to kind of clear up. Some of the projects you've got there, they keep showing me, have kind of drug on a little too long for you. You're a person that you don't like to get stuck in drama or things like that. You like your life to go in a good systematic way, and they're showing me that you've been kind of at a point now where you're ready for it to take on and become more for you. It's like I feel like there was some selfless there for a while where other people were getting put in front of the line, and now you're ready for you to be there to get your share of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing cameras with you. It's a very positive thing. I feel like there's like some, you know, they're telling me like a Kodak moment, or you need to have some of those memories to pull out the old boxes and see that. And you're a person that's very loved with some individuals with you. I'm hearing that you're very loved, and right now you're feeling a little grumpy around the edges. What they're telling me. And Peg, what are you feeling here with Lynette? And we'll have you. Lynette, I know you've got a question. I can hear it. So go. Do you want to just ask it?
I don't think I have a question.
Okay.
I don't think I have a question.
All right.
Are you feeling like you're at a point where you're just not sure what you want to do with your life, you know, as far as maybe career, or you've gone through some transitions that leave you unsure about what step you need to take next?
You can say that.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing, without even picking a card, I'm hearing to kind of go where your heart is. You know, if there's something that you would like to try but you're not sure, you know, to go for it. You know, it's almost like they say, and there's a book that was written about it, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways. And so that's what I'm hearing, you know, to not be afraid to experience something new, whether it's career, hobby, you know, some type of, you know, club or association you want to join, or you know, going to school or something of that matter. You know, to just take that step, you know, and not to be afraid. And I'm going to find a card for you and see what that says. Well, that's interesting. These cards are from the Archangel deck from Doreen Virtue, and this card is Teaching and Learning. And it's a beautiful card. It's very bright, and it's got a lot of pinks and kind of purples, and which to me is spiritual. It's almost like and the angel is holding a book, so I'm thinking that maybe there's something of a spiritual nature that you might want to pursue, or you're thinking about doing that, and or you may have some new ideas about something that you're not sure about, and this angel Zadkiel is encouraging you to go ahead and learn, study, or maybe it's something to do with teaching. You know, maybe you want to start teaching about something, and they're encouraging you to do that too.
Okay.
And it's they will definitely the ideas will definitely help others to learn too. And so I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. Actually, I am on my own journey to opening up my psychic gift, and
uh-huh.
The teaching has come up a lot in
wow.
the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, I feel like they're really encouraging you to go ahead with that. And, you know, it starts out small, and, you know, those baby steps turn into big steps. And good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you calling in, and thank you. And we're going to grab someone here for our winner, those of you who's been keeping track. Today we have one of those presents by Ladies Arango in New York City, a jewelry which will be sent to you from psychesgunwall.com here in Tampa, Florida. And the winner is, actually we have our winner is Jillian Tahui, and you are the winner. They're in California. Yay, Jillian, you rock. And you will be getting that sent to you via from Psyche's Gone Wild, and I hope you enjoy the necklace. Please let us know when you get it. Those of you who've checked out the site there for Ladies Arango, remember, one of the best things that we can do is I have bought jewelry from her, and she's a very good friend, as you guys know. Her name is Ladies, and that's what it was a very thing for her. We joke about her on Facebook. They did not want her to put that on there because her real name is Lady, L-A-D-Y, A-R-A-N-G-O is her last name. For those of you keeping track, please do us a favor. Go to www.armadio.co. It's Advid Boutique, A-V-D-B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E, Advid Boutique, and check out Lady Arango's jewelry. We'll be giving away more prizes here as the days go on. Now we also need to grab ourselves a winner for the book. We've got Gary Wimmer's new, he's going to laugh at me, but Gary Wimmer's book here, and we're going to turn around and grab a winner there and pull out another email reading. We have Jessica Tielda. So Jessica in Colorado, you are the winner of The Second in Eternity by Gary L. Wimmer. Yay, we're going to have fun with it.
Excellent.
Yes, it, Yeah, we get them going. Now, you guys, we're down to the last, and you guys, we've got 4 minutes, and 9 of you guys called in. I think you are so grounded, I can't tell you. Now we're going to grab, and we'll probably have time for one more person. We always do that Psychics Gone Wild quickie. We'd laugh last night. Van Duren and Figueredor was here. Figueredor, she was just so much fun. They said that she drank coffee. She said she was always that hyper when she does this. It's like drinking coffee. We love her. She's definitely going to come back. We've got Pegs here, Jones, from the fun person. You've been so much fun today. 973, you get to end this with us, and what do you want to do?
I want to move forward with my life.
That's our girl. That's why we love
her.
Are.
I want to move forward with my life.
Oh, me
you
too.
Are.
Full steam ahead.
Excellent. And this is Jethro, and you've got Peg, and you are?
Jackie,
we love you, and I'm glad, and
I
answered that so perfect. You just knew right off. I think we've done this a day or two just to be live and on the air, but she's like, I want to move on with my life. And
yes.
I feel the energy with you that's happening, Jackie. The angels are telling me with you very strongly that you're at the stage where you're not going to take no more. You just it has also gone on for some while with you, an energy that's also happening that your angels do not want other ones who are playing games. You had some people that were telling you things, and they were not being, let's say, responsible, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a very hardworking person. I keep hearing this person on the other side. You've got your family worked very hard. They're letting me know that there's no slackers in this family. That's what they're telling me. They're telling me that you put your money to a good thing. You want your life to go. And I feel that this person was not, I feel that what's happening also for you now is that the guides are going to be bringing in some blessings. They're telling me in November you're going to have some things going on. And notice the energy, and I keep feeling like little people. There's something magical about it's either your mother or your grandmother. It's in the female of the family on the maternal side there on your energy, because I keep hearing like these little beautiful crystal bells, magical stuff. They seem to be...
Go ahead. My mother's side of the family.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And there's like a lot of energy and a lot of strength and faith. They didn't play games with these people. They're saying that they really dealt well with what they had to do. They're telling me they were very strong individuals, but it's on your mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also still coming through. And they said that you know that you have magic in you. You're able to get things to happen by really focusing on what you want or you need to have happen.
Okay.
You know, and I feel that you're a little mad at Cupid right now.
Well, for love?
Yeah.
It's obviously with my family.
It's obviously
with my family.
Yes, we got 2 minutes
here. Me and my husband is okay. Every once in a while I got to remind him that I'm the one, but I don't have that problem with him. It's the loved ones, you know, the ones that I really cared about. Who don't care the same way.
Yep, that's that kind
that's
of love.
They broke my heart.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the card that I have is Brilliant Idea, and it's the angels telling you that, you know, you are being divinely inspired, that they are really encouraging you to pay attention to what ideas you may have as far as just moving along, maybe on your spiritual path, or ideas that you may have for projects. And they're saying that they are definitely with you and behind you all the way. And they're encouraging you to really bring your idea to the forefront and to make it happen.
Okay.
Make it come to fruition. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does help. And, I know that, you know, my ancestors and my spirit guides are with me. I'm just trying to understand and really communicate with them. I've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make sense of a whole bunch of mess that a lot of other people created for me. And I'm in the middle of it.
Right.
And it's constant.
I wish you were in Tampa. I'd have you come to my psychic class tonight here, and we would just help you with it. I can feel you've got a lot of stuff they're telling me on the other side that they're ready to with the family. And that happens a lot during this time of the years too, is the energies on the other side want that to be handled. So we love you, Jackie. We've got a roll.
Thank
you.
They're
going to throw us out the door. Thank you. Psychic's Gone Wild. We'll be back. Peggy, we got to have you back. We love you. You've been a blast today.
Well, thank you. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. And I would love to come back again.
All right. We love you, and we're going to do that. And this is Psychic Jethro saying we'll talk to you guys.